This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
It is 7:17. You're listening to the Evening Edition with Sharmila and Lynn. And now we're moving on to a story about a space that most of us have been spending a lot of time in. The pandemic really has meant that we've spent more time online than ever. So now companies and developers are thinking about how to build a richer online space that creates a more connected online world. And they're calling it the metaverse. So we look at what that is and whether it could potentially be the new way for us to communicate and interact online in the future.
We just verse so many things nowadays, don't we? Everything is a verse.
I blame Marvel.
I know, right? But in this case, it's actually quite specific. So according to the CEO of Facebook, Mark Zuckerberg, the metaverse is a digital world where people can move between different devices and communicate in a virtual environment. So instead of just viewing content, which most of us would, of course, be familiar with, the theory is that you would be in it and it would be a virtual world where large numbers of people can do the things that they would do otherwise, right? Work, socialize and the like. It is closely related to augmented reality and virtual reality technologies that are already being developed by tech giants. And they are envisioning the metaverse as a successor technology to smartphones and the mobile internet. So very big dreams. I have to say that at the moment, what I'm imagining is Dwight in the office getting very caught up in real life. I forget what that is called now, but it was essentially like The Sims, right? I'm sure that's not what this is. I'm really downplaying what sounds very cool, but that's what came to mind.
But you bringing up Sims is actually interesting because if you're a gamer, all of this might actually sound kind of familiar. A current example that's close to the concept of this metaverse is actually Roblox, which is a gaming platform for kids to build games, to play games that other people have built. You can socialize there. And just to say that the parent company of Roblox is actually worth $44 billion. So that's a lot of money. And so, very unsurprisingly, Facebook has invested a lot of money into the technologies that make these sorts of things happen, augmented reality, virtual reality, so that they won't have to depend on other companies to provide them with these platforms. So that's what we're going to be looking at today, this idea of a metaverse, a richer, more connected online world, and whether that's the future we're heading towards. We'd like to hear from you. Has being online helped you connect to stay connected to more people this year? You can call us 7733 2900, WhatsApp 018 789 8899, tweet us at BFM Radio. We're now joined by Jonathan Leo, content director at kakuchopure.com. Jonathan, thank you for joining us.
Hey, thanks for having me, Sharmila. Thanks.
So first off, can you help us understand this concept of a metaverse?
Well, based on the reports on Reuters and whatnot, it's what Facebook is trying to do here is create a shared universe, a digital world where people can move between different devices for content. So like what News mentioned that Lynn mentioned before, if like instead of actually just reading and whatnot, you're interacting within that space using something like a VR device, like the Oculus Rift. So it also, like from a gaming standpoint, I believe what Mark Zuckerberg is trying to do is to make transitioning between viewing and interacting with digital content easier, regardless of whatever platform you're using. Either it's through a smartphone, PC, or console in a video game kind of case. So it's more like, it just adds more to the immersion. Like if you have all these things, it's simple for you to just go inside and I guess stay in this virtual world forever to read up on news or play games within that same metaverse space. So basically, it's like Ready Player One. We're like, it's like the early access version of Ready Player One. I mean, you've guys seen that movie, right? A while back?
Yes.
Yeah, it's kind of like that. I think that's what he's trying to build or trying to make, except obviously not as insane as that movie. But we'll see how it goes. I mean, he's giving the team and whatnot 5 years to see how this goes along. And with him having invested in many, many VR companies, it'll be interesting to see how it pans out.
So you reference gaming, and I think that's for good reason, right? Because this idea of immersion, the kind of communication and sort of real space is something that's already somewhat present there. How different would a metaverse be to logging onto a platform like Roblox that does allow you to build games and interact with other players, other people?
Based on the news that I read, Roblox itself is actually just one owned by the company who runs Roblox. And whatever they create, they own it. What Facebook is trying to do here is have a metaverse where all different IPs and franchises are all within that same world to enter and interact with. So imagine like maybe a metaverse can contain like, oh, say a Grand Theft Auto game, a Legend of Zelda game, a Halo world, whether it's a game or like a movie platform or like HBO all together in under the Facebook metaverse. So Roblox is just one IP. A metaverse, based on the news, is like going to be a bunch of it, like how Facebook is. Like you see all the content on Facebook, whatever you're posting is all from different sources here and there, from different publications, from content creators, and even the publishers of games and movies themselves. So the metaverse is basically one step for that, except in a more interactive, immersive kind of state.
So what's the incentive for companies, tech companies, to want to do this? How are they going to make money out of this?
Well, if they have few hook, line, and sinker playing this, playing inside the metaverse, they pretty much won. Whenever you're inside this, I mean, imagine when you're in Facebook, when you're surfing and whatnot, you have ads popping up left and right, you've got invites to games. Once Facebook has people tuning into onto the platform, that's when the money and on sponsorship and whatnot just starts rolling in because it's already one big platform. The metaverse is just one extra step to that where companies can work together to make sure you're more immersed, more so than usual. So it's a bit hard to explain unless you've seen tangible proof, because so far it's just, so far on this Reuters Facebook news, it's like they just announced it and then they said, we're going to do this, but it'll be probably a year or two until we actually see something tangible that we can interact with our hands. We're only given a concept, but we don't see how it's executed yet. I'm actually more curious about how it's executed. So
what is the risk of metaverses being monopolized by big companies like Facebook, right? I mean, this is being announced by them. They are also obviously the ones with the resources and the money to do it. Are we just going to be living in a Facebook world?
Oh, God.
That is pretty much the nightmare right there. We'll be living in a Facebook world where whoever runs Facebook kind of runs whatever's in that metaverse space. And let's just say, I think you know about the situation in Myanmar and Facebook a while back, right? So imagine that scenario, but amplified to 1,000, in terms of like, if everyone has stable connections and whenever there are more people who are into Facebook more so than usual, yeah, basically change the rules here and there. I mean, that is a danger right there. But Facebook so far has been, I mean, thanks to Congress and thanks to a lot of legislation that happened in the past 2 years, I believe Facebook has a responsibility to make sure that whatever space it creates, it's fair for everyone in terms of sharing and follow guidelines here and there to make sure that whatever is being shared is, you know, within the rights of everyone in that sense and not, you know, swinging anything political. This is supposed to be like a space where everyone gets to get through everything, interact with everything more, with more time than usual. If that makes sense.
Yes, it does. And on that note, I did want to go to something that we have seen that I think is positive, which is we've seen things like video games really take off since the pandemic started. What part do you think these have played in developing human connection?
Oh, it actually makes people closer than ever, because since people can't go out because of the MCOs, EMCOs and what have yous. I guess apart from talking on Zoom and chatting on Discord, playing games itself is just like an activity that people can participate. And with many games out there that actually has good internet connection, a good network, and a lot of multiplayer components like Left 4 Dead, like Counter-Strike, and even Overcooked and other party games like that, it actually makes people actually team up and play together more so than usual. Like, you know, like your movie nights on Netflix. It's just one step ahead, except in the gaming session, I believe, especially with some easier games where you can interact and have like more fun and, you know, like playing Mario Kart, it's easier than ever and more crucial for companies to create better network infrastructures for the games. So I believe, even though, you know, the pandemic has always been bad for us, of course, since last year, I believe gaming itself has, you know, taken the bad with the good, because it actually bonds people, make people bond together through an activity like, you know, racing online or playing a cooking game online together, or, you know, playing a drawing game, you know, and people playing like Pictionary and all that, but in a more together sense online. So it's a good world we're living in right now. We make the best of the situation.
And do you think that those virtual social connections can be replicated or extended beyond the gaming world? I mean, what have your experiences been there?
In this sense, I guess in social meetups, having a good connection is always good. I mean, it doesn't really replace, like, you know, face-to-face meetings. But given the situation we're in, I believe beyond gaming, yeah, it's mostly through virtual chats here and there, more or less. I mean, for my side, I mean, as an example, if let's just say I were to talk with friends, I just go on to Zoom and, yeah, use simple chats like Discord. But, you know, in terms of, and then we set up like schedules, like, oh, we're going to play on Tuesday and Thursday. This particular fighting game, we just team up and just have a little schedule where we can actually learn to play well as, you know, learn things here and there. I do really miss going offline to play these kind of games because sometimes it's better to actually interact face-to-face. But, you know, given the circumstances, we make do with what we can, lah.
Jonathan, so this idea of a metaverse, a sort of rich, connected online space where you can do all sorts of things, is that something you're excited about?
Yes and no. I mean, I actually still want to see this in practice. I want to see Facebook hold a press conference and show off what can be done with this metaverse, because at the end of the day, we've had so many companies telling us that, hey, we're going to do things a little different. We're going to make sure you can interact things more on VR. But the thing is, what we're doing right now, typing on the keyboard, using our controllers to interact, it's already easy. So what Facebook needs to do is show us a method that is seamless and easy and arguably better than what we have right now. Because as far as I'm concerned, we have the technology to do this and we have like the way to actually make it more interactable. But then it needs to actually fix the human interface problem where we need to make these controls in the metaverse better than what we have, or at least keep it the same, but, you know, make it a little different and give you more options, like having a hand swipe, you know, to like Minority Report, having the hand swipes to go through options here and there. A reality, because so far that sort of technology is not really perfected yet.
Jonathan, thank you for speaking with us today.
All right, no problem. Thanks for having me.
That was Jonathan Leo, content director at kakuchopure.com, speaking to us about a new initiative that's being rolled out, a metaverse that sort of provides you a rich online life that's connected in many ways. Let us know what you think. Is this something that you'd look forward to? You can call us 7733290, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, tweet us at BFM Radio. And with all of those movie references, up next we have Popcorn Culture, where we'll be throwing back to Legally Blonde. So keep it here on The Evening Edition, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my. BFM 89.9, the business station.